This audio bite is about changes in a river's course from source to mouth.
Where is she taking us? We've been walking up the valley for an hour since we left the minibus. It's raining, I'm wet, cold, tired, and look at my shoes. They're totally wrecked.
Well, we were told to wear walking boots or wellies, not trainers. That denim jacket isn't exactly warm or waterproof.
Come on, you two, stop chatting. Gather round, please, and listen. Now, we have reached our last measuring point. This point represents the upper course of the river. Remember what we discussed in class? Use your worksheets to remind yourselves of the techniques and make sure everyone in your group pulls their weight. I'll be along in a moment to see you all.
She'll be swanning around with that camcorder, more like.
It's important to get an idea of what the landscape is like. We'll be able to compare it to the measuring points in the middle course when we get back to class, especially if our field sketches get all soggy in this rain.
Oh, don't worry. I won't forget this landscape. Cold, wet, miserable, steep, sheep droppings everywhere, and big slippery rocks in the river.
What do you expect? We're at high altitude, and all this land is good for is rough pasture for sheep.
I suppose. Right. Well, I'm not getting my hands cold and wet. You lot collect the results, and I'll write them down.
How is this group getting along, then? What have we discovered? Any differences between here and the measurements we took earlier in the middle course?
Well, so far we found the river channel to be much narrower and shallower. It's only a couple of metres wide. There are lots of large rocks here which we didn't find in the middle course. The water's also much slower, probably because the sediment is slowing it down. But there's more friction in this smaller channel.
Very good. And why is the channel much narrower here, do you know?
Is it because the river is eroding vertically here? We're trying to reach its base level at the sea, whereas it erodes laterally in the middle course, which makes it wider there. Our measurements for the middle course was about 5 metres wide, I think. There's also less friction in the middle course due to the large cross-section, which makes the water flow faster. We also had a meander at our measuring point, and we noticed that the water on the outside bend was flowing much faster than on the inside where it was shallower.
That's a good comparison. So, what about the lower course? If it were possible for us to take some measurements there, what do you think we would find?
Would it be wider, deeper and faster again?
Yes. And the sediment?
Rounded, small, probably lots of very fine material like silt, which might be deposited on the floodplain when the river floods.
Excellent. Right, gather up your equipment, please. It's starting to rain much more heavily now. Let's go back to the minibus.
The revision points are: a river's course can be divided into three stages: upper, middle, and lower courses. The upper course is characterized by a large angular sediment, narrow, shallow channels, vertical erosion, and low velocity. Common landforms include waterfalls, gorges, V-shaped valleys, and interlocking spurs. Meanders are found in the middle course, and the channel becomes wider and can migrate through lateral erosion. In the lower course, sediment becomes smaller, rounder, and smoother. Channels are wide and deep, and velocity is high in the channel. Common landforms are floodplains, levees, and oxbow lakes. Estuaries or deltas are found at the mouth of some rivers.